FNC's waters on Trump $350 million judgment. This is a financial assassination attempt of a political target. By Jeff Poor on February 17, 2024. During the Friday broadcast of his Jesse Waters primetime show's opening, Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters railed against the $350 million ruling against former President Donald Trump initially brought by New York State. Partial transcript as follows. Fox News alert. A judge in New York is ordering Donald Trump to pay over $350 million in fines and banning the former president from running a business in the state of New York for the next 3 years. This case was decided by a single judge, Judge Engoron, a strange guy, but not as strange as these charges. They were brought by New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who campaigned on fighting Trump, not crime. Remember, Letitia James visited the Biden White House 3 times. The woman brought a case that, according to the Associated Press, has never been brought in the history of the state. This statute was written to criminalize phony salesmen, swindling folks out of their homes, or fake doctors selling bogus therapies. Crimes with clear victims and damages. In this case, there were no victims or damages. Not a single bank or Trump customer ever complained. Everyone made money, and Trump paid hundreds of millions in taxes and employed thousands of people. Letitia James said Trump's penthouse was not as big as he said it was, and Mar-a-Lago was only $18 million. And Judge Nudie, we call him that because he takes nude gym selfies, agreed and slapped the Trump organization with a killer penalty. Even though an appellate court ruled that 3/4 of this case had passed the statute of limitations. Now legal experts say Trump will easily win on appeal, but that's not the point. This is a financial assassination attempt of a political target. The judge is also placing an observer inside the Trump organization. In other words, a mo for the next 3 years to blow the whistle if he sees any fraud or if he notices the marble floors are too shiny. Now if Trump wins re-election, expect them all to declare fraud. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.